Okay, so Databricks just dropped Lakeflow at their summit. And they're calling it agentic data engineering, which, I mean, that's a lot of buzzwords in one place.
Yeah, agentic is definitely the word of the year. But honestly, the pitch is interesting. AI that writes and maintains your data pipelines so you don't have to.
Right? Like, imagine your data engineer never sleeps and never complains about YAML. Anyway, you just got back from San Francisco, right? How was the summit?
Exhausting. I think I walked 20 miles between sessions, but Lakeflow was everywhere. They're clearly betting big on this. The idea is that instead of manually configuring pipelines, you describe what you want in natural language, and the platform handles the rest.
So it's like an AI data engineer assistant? That's actually useful. I've seen teams spend weeks just keeping pipelines from breaking.
Exactly. They've got this thing called Genie Code and Lakeflow Designer. You basically type, ingest this API, join it with that table, and output to a dashboard, and it generates the pipeline. Then it monitors and adjusts itself.
Wait, it adjusts itself? Like, if a source schema changes, it just fixes it?
That's the claim. They call it Genie Zero Ops, automated scaling, error recovery, drift detection. No more paging someone at 3 a.m. because a field went from string to integer.
Okay, that's huge. I mean, I'm skeptical about agentic meaning it works perfectly, but if it handles even half of the operational overhead, that's a win. What about connectors?
Lakeflow Connect. Over 100 built-in connectors. SaaS APIs, databases, file systems. And they have this thing called Zero Bus Ingest that lets data producers push events without setting up Kafka. It's basically a managed ingestion service.
Huh. So they're trying to remove every excuse for not having clean, real-time data. What's the catch? There's always a catch.
The catch is the same as always. It's Databricks. You're in their ecosystem. If you're already on the Lakehouse, great. If not, you're migrating. And the agentic part probably works best on standard patterns. Weird legacy stuff might still need a human.
Fair. But for teams that are all in on Databricks, this could genuinely reduce headcount on pipeline maintenance. That's a real product story.
Yeah. And they've got Spark declarative pipelines now. Batch and streaming, SQL and Python, with real-time support. So you're not locked into one paradigm.
So if someone wants to try this, what's the move?
It's available now. There's a free tier. Documentation's live at databricks.com/lakeflow. If you're at the summit, there are hands-on labs.
All right. I'm curious enough to spin it up. Cody, you're coming with me on this one?
As long as I don't have to write any YAML.
Deal. All right. That's Lakeflow. Go play with it. We'll compare notes next week.